Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias, Choiv Mehayesonim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tes. We dedicate today's learning, Le'iloi Nishmas, Esther Golda Bas Rab David, whose yahrzeit is today on the 16th of Kislev, and for a refuah shelema for all those that need it, B'soich Shah Choyli Yisrael. I had a great-grandson on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, and he has a little bit of tzehevet. Hashem should help that the learning should be a refuah shelema for him, that the bris should be be'itoy b'zmana, in the best of health. We're in the middle of a halacha which is based on chapter 12, Torah Yud Beis, in the second half of Likut Imran, Ayim Ekoim Kevoidoi, and one of the statements that Rabbeinu Zal made there is that before a person can be zoche to a new revelation in Torah, they first go through sfeikos, questions, doubts, uncertainties. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us an example of this. Paragraph says, V'zeh shenoflu Yisroel l'sfeikos koidem kabolas haTorah. This will explain to us why the Torah tells us in Parshas Bishalach, I believe it's in Bishalach, that the Jewish people fell into doubt about Hashem right before receiving the Torah on Har Sinai. Kemoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, that they were asking, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. Is Hashem with us, among us, or not? That's the literal translation. The Isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, but the Zohar HaKadosh says that was not their question. Come on, they just saw Kriyas Yamsuf and everything. That wasn't the question. Shebochanu im bechinas hakedusha hanikro yesh shoyre bekirbam im bechinas ayin. Their question was, their doubt was, which aspect of Hashem is with us right now? Is it the ayin aspect? Is it the hiddenness of Hashem? Is it the keser? Or is it the yesh aspect, which is yemin smol, which is chachma and bina, which the revealed aspect of Hashem? Exactly. Ki shnei b'chinoi sanal, shehem hizgalos hakedusha, b'chinas maloi chalaretz kevoidai, u b'chinas aye hanal, heim b'chinas yesh v'ayin. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the two psukim that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about on Likut Imran over there, about Maloi Chol Eretz Kevoidoi, the realization that Hashem is everywhere, you can see Hashem everywhere in everything, and versus Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, that sometimes a person feels, where is Hashem? Hashem is nowhere to be found, Chas V'Shalom. That those two Bechinois are actually this concept of Yesh and Ayin. Yesh means yesh. Yesh means something. Ayin means nothing. So yesh means what's revealed, that I see that this is something. Ayin means I see nothing. Umachmas hayisurim shoyel hemaz. And because of the fact that the Jewish people were experiencing major suffering then, shloihoyel hemayim, they were in the desert and they had no water, hischilu lipoy lisfekos. They started falling into all kinds of doubts. V'loyodu im Hashem bekirbam, and they didn't know, is Hashem with us now? They weren't asking, does Hashem exist? Is Hashem with us now in revealed form, or is he totally hidden? V'azai hevi Hashem yisborach aleihem amolek. And then Hashem said, you have suffek, you have doubts, I'm going to send you Mr. Suffek. Suffek is bigematri amolek. V'oz histaklu klapei mala. And then they were forced to look up, to look up. Kikach, this now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very important statement of human psychology. Ki derech ha'odom lefa'amim, because the nature of people sometimes is, kol zman shein habaldover mizgabalov kol kach, as so long as they're not going through major challenges, the Yetzirah isn't challenging them and fighting them, Adayin hu misrashe lechapeis achar kvoido yisporach. The person is lazy a little and not so motivated to search for Hashem. Ach kishabaldovar mispashet alod amoid. But when the Yetzirah goes on the full attack against the person, V'roitzel ha'piloi legamri chas v'shom. And he wants to knock the person down completely, to disconnect the person completely from Hashem. V'azai misoirer kedushas nefesh ha'adam. Then that holy spark inside of all of us, the holiness of the nefesh inside of us gets activated. V'oz daiko humaschel lidroi shulechapes aye mekoim kevoidoi. And then the person starts searching and screaming, Hashem, where are you? Where are you?
Can you give an example of what someone would go through and then...
Definitely. A health crisis, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, which a person who is going along in their life, doing mitzvahs, being religious, this, that, regular. And then suddenly they're informed that chas v'shalom, that they have a very, very, very serious health crisis, and that can change, that activates the nefesh inside of the person, where the person can start doing trying to connect 200%, 800% of what they were doing before. Another example we gave is a parent passes away, lo aleinu, this, that. And the son who never went into shul, goes into shul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, maybe. And suddenly he hears a parent passed away, tragedy, terrible, there's Kaddish. And the kid goes into shul, and suddenly he's saying, Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei. Suddenly he's connecting to Hashem like he never did before. And suddenly he looks at the words and trying to figure out what are the words. He's each one searching for Hashem in their own way, you know. And the crisis that Eretz Yisrael went through, October 7th, how many thousands of soldiers who weren't that aware about Hashem until that happened, and when everybody got drafted, and suddenly with this incredible crisis that Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael faced, suddenly soldiers willing to accept tefillin tzitzis, asking for tefillin tzitzis, you know, prayers, pray for us, and saying prayers. I saw a video of one of the super commando units before they were going to go out, and the commander screaming, Shema Yisrael, and they're all screaming, 600 guys, who many of them probably never kept Shabbos, screaming, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, because they're going into Gaza, they're going into one big minefield, Rachmona Litzlan. Shezeo bechina v'oz daika humascha lidroi shulachapes ayem ekoim kevoidai. And that's when the Yetzirah is all over the person, in whatever way it is, physically, emotionally, spiritually, then the person starts searching, Hashem, where are you? Shezeo bechinas melchemes Amolek koidem kabbalas haTorah. And this explains why that battle with Amolek preceded receiving the Torah. Ki Amolek hu zua mas hanochosh. Amolek is the tuma of that original snake. And he represents those places of filth, those lowest places that a person could fall into. Shesham, if you read recently, last week's parsha, I think we were reading the lineage of Amalek and Esau. This one had relations with his mother, and this one has relations with his daughter-in-law. That one big cesspool, Amalek, one big zoo, with the Esau and all and his whole family, one big zoo. One big place. Look in Rashi. Look what Rashi says there. Mekoymoy sametunofen sheshom iefsher limtzoy kevoyde yisborach b'shom oifen. Where when a person finds themselves in that situation, they can't find Hashem in any obvious way. You don't see Hashem in any obvious way. Rak tzrichen litzoy kel Hashem b'kol chazak moid. But rather, the person has to scream very loud, lidroy shelavakesh, to seek. Aye, Eifoy Kevoy Kedushas Yisborach. Where is Hashem? Here again, you can have a regular guy who never screamed in his life, and he's in the ocean, and the tide is pulling him out. And suddenly, this guy starts screaming like he never screamed before. Help, 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 screaming. He's screaming for help. He thinks he's screaming to the lifeguard, or screaming to people. But that's also this Aye, that when a person is drowning, lo aleinu, even people who never screamed in their life, they never asked anybody for help in their life, and suddenly the person finds themselves in a situation where they have to scream and they have to call out for help.
Calling out for help to Hashem is not a high level, and it may not even mean there's any emuna, but it's just screaming for help. It's ayeh seems to be more, I want to know Hashem, I want to study Torah, I want to get to know who he is. But just screaming for help is, many people do it, like, and they don't even mean it. They just mean, help me somebody, so they say God. There has to be much deeper than just screaming for help.
That's one way of interpreting it. One way of interpreting Aye is a person who's sitting down in front of Gemara and saying, Hashem, where are you? You know, I want to see. But Rabbi Nisal reveals to us a secret that you might think that this guy who's Machal Shah eats every kind of treif in the world and everything and says, Hashem, where are you? You might think that's the most meaningless, baloney, nonsense. And Rabbi Nisal says, guess what? It isn't. It isn't. That because he's in such a low, low, low place, the tiniest move towards Hashem, just saying those words, Hashem, where are you, can hook him up to a wire that bypasses all the stand to give him protexia. Protexia, where you bypass all the normal channels and go straight to the top, where the chairman of the board says, I want to meet this guy. I want to see this guy. Because again, the further away the person is, we have the example that the Zohar HaKadosh gives us. Yisroi, the Pope, who said he worshipped every single Atu Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Mikol Alikim, he was a connoisseur of idols. He knew all the, worshipped all of them. When this guy said these magic words, Ato Yodati, he heard about the miracles of Egypt. He said, Ato Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Alikim, Hashem said, stop the world. Stop the world. We're going down for the first time in history, first and last time in history. We're going public. Har Sinai, we're going to show the world what nobody ever saw before because of this guy, this Yisroi, just said that the one part, Ato Yodati Ki Godol Hashem. Now I realize that the Hashem of the Jews is really big. That statement. For Oz Nizgabrin Olav, and then when a person does that, when they scream for help, then they overpower the Amalek, va'oilin betachlis ha'aliyah, and the person can rise up to the highest level. Bebechinas, as we find over there, the Torah says, v'hoyo kasher yore Moshe yodoi v'govar Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, the Jews were winning the battle. When he put his hands down, Amalek was. And the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, K'mo Yishom Rav Yisrael Zal, what? With his hands? He played a magic trick? No. Bizman Shayamoshe Magbia Yodov, the Yisrael Mistaklin Klape Mala. His picking up his hands was saying, look up there, look up, guys, look up, Superman, look up, there's a Hashem who can save us, who can turn everything around. The Gemara says, when he would lift up his hands and when the Jews would look heavenward, Hayu Noitzchim, that's when they would be victorious. Watch, now listen to this question. Rav Nosson Zal says, then hold on a second. Why did he play with hand signals? Why didn't he say, hey guys, look up to Hashem? V'lechoy rakosha, lama osa Moshe zoi salidei haramas yodav daika. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do this by giving a hand signal? He should have said to the Jews, listen guys, the only chance we have of winning this battle is sheyishabdu libam lamokoyim, by giving over our hearts to Hashem. Pray, daven, v'yazol lehem Hashem yisborach, and then Hashem would help them. Good question. Ach be'emes hu inyan hanal. However, this ties in beautifully what we're learning here. That when a person is under the attack from the powerful tumah of the snake, when a person is lying in the mud, in the filth, Shehu bechinas melchemes Amalek, which is the battle against Amalek. That's what Amalek's all about. Sheshom i'efsher limtzei kevoidei yisbarach b'shum oifen. When you're in that kind of darkness, you cannot see Hashem in any obvious way whatsoever. Azai i'efsher ledaber klal mikvoidei yisbarach. Then you cannot tell the person, open a Gemara. You cannot tell the person, there's a pasuk that says that, can't tell him, he can't hear. No way the person can relate to that whatsoever. Rak l'rameis b'yodav, k'moy Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem. The only thing you can do is give the person a hint, a hint, a hint, a hand signal is a hint. When I go like this, everybody knows this motion means to be quiet. Well, say, shut up. Why are you doing like this? Because there are certain times that you can't say shut. There are reasons why you can't speak. This is one of the times when a person's in super tuma, you can't give them a Musar Shmo. You can't talk Torah to them. And therefore, Sheherim Yodav, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, L'rameis Lohem, to hint to them, Sheyistaklu Lamala. Hey guys, instead of looking this way, look that way, and you have a much better chance of winning the war. Hainu, afal pisha mizgaber achshav mekoymus hametunofim keilu. Even though right now the mekoymus hametunofim, the Amalek, is super powerful. Shein bechinas melchemes Amalek. She'i efshe ledaber ulegalois sham kevoido yisporach. Where you cannot reveal the cover of Hashem. You can't give a shir. You can't even quote a pasuk. You can't even say the smallest var Torah. Afal pikein, still, despite that, se'u einechem lamorim, look up. Ve'estaklu lamala, look upwards, lift your eyes up. Ve'sidrashu u'sevakshu u'sechapsu, and search and seek. Aye eifoy hu yisporach, look up so Hashem knows that you're looking for him. Without saying anything, not even saying the word, just looking up implying that you believe that there's someone up there, that there is a power up there that can help. And when they did that, they were victorious. Because through that little motion of looking up, when a person's in Amalek, when a person's steeped in super, just looking heavenwards, you go up to that incredible high place called Ayeh. And this was the prelude to receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, Shehi Nimsheches Mebechinas Ayeh, Shehu Bereshis. So it was engaging Amalek in battle, which forced the little guys, not the big rabbis, the little guys, to look heavenward. They activated Ayeh. Ayeh got activated. Hashem was able to give the Torah on Har Sinai, because the Torah comes from Ayeh. Ayeh is the penthouse. The Torah is below Ayeh. The Torah, when you touch Ayeh, that then you activate the Torah. An incredible explanation by Rav Nosson Zal. Any questions? Question?
When we approach God, in Shmon Esrei, first we have praise, then we have Bakasha, and then we have Hakaras HaTov and thanking. But if a person just goes to Bakasha, give me, give me, give me, Rav Nachman called that Hav, like a dog barking. Just to ask for help can be without emunah. Just somebody, is there somebody up there? I don't know, but whatever it is, somebody help me. If God is there, okay. It doesn't really mean belief.
True. You're talking about two different people in two different situations. When a person's in a normal, regular situation, then they have the regular standard tefillah, which is first praise Hashem, and then ask for what you want, and there's confession. When a person's in emergency mode, when a person's drowning, we don't say, Hashem, thank you for all the good things you... Help, help, scream, help, help, someone help me, Rav Nosson Zal here is speaking about the Ayes situation. The Gemara tells a story about King Menashe, who was an idol worshiper, who encouraged idol worship. He turned thousands of Jews into idol worshippers and everything. And the Gemara says at one point, Hashem finally got caught by a group of cannibals, and they prepared a big pot, and they were going to make a barbecue, and he was the menu. He was the one they were going to eat. And the Gemara says he called out to all of his idols. He Googled his whole list. Idol one, if you're anything, save me. If not, I'll know you're nothing. You're a piece of garbage. He waited a minute. Next, idol number two. He went down the whole, he finished the list. And then the Gemara says, he said, the only one left is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem that my grandpa and grandma used to, Hashem, if you're anything, save me now, and I'll know that you're real. If not, I'll know you're just like the rest of them. The Gemara says the Malachim, who studied football in college, they stood linebacking, or whatever it's called, blocking, to make sure his tefillah would not get up to heaven. The Gemara says Hashem saw, he dug a tunnel under the Kisei HaKavod to accept the tefillah of Menashe. And he was saved. Menashe was saved. Here again, different people are judged completely differently. Aye, and this is where there's a very important, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in other places, about the Paraduma. The Paraduma is Metame Tohoirim and Metahir Tmeim. The same Dvar Torah, if I go over to a boy in a class who's doing great, he's an excellent student, doing wonderful, and I tell him, you're excellent, you're wonderful, I'm going to kill him. That's going to destroy him. That's going to destroy his motivation and inspiration to do better, because he can do better. He can skip a grade. He can get 110 on the test. So the guy who got the 98 on the test, him I tell, we know it's a good mark, but you and I know you didn't study. You and I know if you would have studied, there's no way you would have gotten that thing wrong, right? Of course, 100% you're right. The guy who got the 30 on the test, the teacher goes over to him and says, I'm so happy. I see that you're in. I see that you're starting to get involved in the class. I see that you're trying. I'm sure you studied. And I know you're going to keep at it. The next test will be a v'chulo v'chulo. We're talking now aye. We're talking to the person who's in mekoymos hametunafim. And his word help could be more than my 6 hours of his hispoiridus or my shvachay shalmokam and my this. His help is considered mocha. Because he's so far, the further away, this is one of the main lessons that Rabbeinu Zal teaches us throughout the Gemara, that the further away a person is, the tiniest move towards Hashem impresses Hashem much more than the guy who's close, who, again, b'mokim shebalei tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamoid. Why? Because this guy was brought up religious his whole life. He doesn't know any other way. He knows shachris min chamarev. He knows only kosher restaurants. He knows only this. But the other guy who was brought up his whole life differently, the opposite, when that guy makes the slightest turn towards Hashem, Hashem says, wow, I'm impressed. Who says this? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And again, he brings proof from Yisroi and Menashe, these other kids, that we see that this is how Hashem deals. This is how the heavenly court works.
Can a religious Jew in Avreich also get to a level of Ayeh? He's not far.
Oh.
He can only far people.
So listen to this. Rabbi Nachman knew this secret, and Rabbi Nachman gave a shir, the deepest shir in the world. And then a minute later, he said, I know nothing. And they looked at him. He said, I swear by the Kiddusha of Shabbos, I know nothing. He knew this secret, and he was able to clear the registers completely. He was able to bring himself to nothing, so that I'm Yisrael now. I'm the furthest person. I know nothing. And benefit from the, and be about tshuva, like in Torah Vav, that every tshuva isn't just for Bali tshuva. The tzaddik does tshuva every day. Every day he looks at where he was at yesterday, and he's ashamed and embarrassed. He's apologizing to Hashem that he learned 12 pages of Gemara yesterday, when today he sees he could do 15 pages. You know, he's constantly doing tshuva. He's constantly shifting from ayet to maloy, that this is something each one of us could apply in our lives. Each one of us has aliyas and yiridas every day. Moshe Rabbeinu, we saw Moshe Rabbeinu. Here it comes. Veze bechinas toikev ha-hachboda shehichbed aleim paro yoiser achar sheboil of Moshe. And this will explain the incredible chiddush in the Torah that the Jews are in Egypt for 210 years, suffering terribly. And Hashem said, and they're crying out to Hashem, and Hashem says, enough, the time has come to save them. And I'm going to pick the top Jew in the world to do it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to go now to Paroi, show him your business card, show him you're representing the creator of the world, and tell him, hey man, they're coming out. You better release them or else. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes, and he's expecting Paroi to say, sure, how high should I jump? And Paroi says, who are you? Hashem who? 1 minute. He takes out his laptop and he Googles. No such thing. Get out of here. And guess what? Because of you, now no bricks. They're going to do the same construction with no bricks. They're going to work 100 times harder. Rav Nosson Zal says now, the Zebachin is toikev ha-hachboda, the incredible extra difficulty, Shehech Pedalim Paroi Yoiser, which Paroi imposed on the Jewish people, much, much harder slave labor, Achar Sheboel of Moshe, after Moshe Rabbeinu came, Va'omar Loishi Shalchem. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, let my people go. Va'oz Shoal Moshe. And then Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Hashem and he said, why, Hashem, why did you do this? Lomo Hare Oiso La'om Hazeh. Why did you make things worse for this nation? I thought you love us. I thought Asher Bochar Bonim Mikol Amim. Ki ha-ge'ula tzricha li'ois mebechinas aye. Because the ge'ula must come from aye. We said yesterday, after the shir, that the word go'al, gimel aleph lamed in Hebrew, in secret code, in atbash, is keser, kof tof resh, keser, to show that the ge'ula must come from aye. Shehu bechinas yoivel hagodol. The geula, the final geula, is called the ultimate jubilee year. Shar hachamishim, the 50th level, which is another term used to refer to the keser. Shemishom nigalu Yisrael. It's from there that the Jewish people got the light for the geula. Alkein, therefore, b'seif hagolus, when we're almost at the finish line, when we're at the end of golus, somuch lahageula mamish, we're about to be released. Hister Hashem Yisborach Atzma Kaviyachol Kol Kach. Hashem hid himself so well at Shegam Moshe Rabbeinu Biatzma Eloi Haven Drochav, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, where are you? Where are you? Where Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand what Hashem is doing. Vishal Kushyos, and he questioned Hashem. He said, Lo Mahariyosa, why did you make it worse? Shezeh Bechinas Aye Mekoyim Kavoidai. That's another version of saying, where are you? Aye Haftochoscho Sheftachta Legola. You promised, you told me you want to take, this is how you're taking them out? You promised you're going to take them out. And now I see the exact opposite of what you promised. Chas v'shem implying you lied, Hashem? Or is there a Hashem? Where's Hashem? V'oz alidei zeh daiko nigalu. Now the Gemara presents this, and all these standard form speak about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was, Rashi says, he was punished for this, that Hashem said, now you're going to see, but you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal turns the coin. He shows us the other side of the coin. That in this merit, in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu saying aye, that's what brought the geula. Ki o validei zeh daiko nigalu. As a result of Moshe Rabbeinu screaming, where are you? Where are you? That's what brought the geula. Ki oz nizgala Hashem yisparach oid le Moshe. That's what made Hashem pull the curtain. and reveal himself clearly to Moshe Rabbeinu, ad shega olam al yodoi, to the point where Hashem did take the Jews out of Egypt through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki merumas b'soif ha-maimar now, because Rabbeinu Zal seems to hint to us at the end of chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran, shegam ha-tzadik ha-godol b'mayla mo'id, that even the greatest tzadikim, koidem she-zoichel hizgalus ha-toira, before he gets a revelation of Torah, tzorach she-yavoyu olav seikos mitchila, he must go through a period of doubt, darkness, at sheyishal aye, to the point where it forces him to say, where? Where's the light? Where's Hashem? Where's the light? Vayidezeh zoichel hizgalus ha-Torah. And by reaching out, by saying, where, that he taps into aye, he turns on that highest level faucet, and that brings about a revelation of Torah. Shezehu gam kein bechinas ha-geula. And that's what this final geula that we're waiting for is really all about. Ki ha-geula hi hascholas kabolas ha-Torah. Because the geula, the being taken out of Egypt, was the beginning of kabolas ha-Torah for the Jewish nation. V'gam oz zochu lekama mitzvos. Even before they got to Har Sinai, they got Shabbos, they got a whole bunch of mitzvos. Ki ikar ha-geula hi geulas ha-nefesh. Because when we talk about geula, the most important geula is the geula of the soul. It's not coming out of Germany. It's not coming out. It's the geulas ha-nefesh. Lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborach, to come close to Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas kabolas ha-Torah. And that's what receiving the Torah is all about. That's the geulas ha-nefesh. We say in L'chadoidi on Friday night, korvo el nafshi geula. Korvo el nafshi geula. And the Baal Shem Tov says, this refers to the individual geula that each and every one of us is davening for. That my nefesh should come out of its golus, its darkness. Golus is darkness, geula is light. There's a pasuk, lochein gola ami mibli das. Golus is lack of das, lack of light, lack of Torah, lack of knowledge. That's golus. Geula, goal is keser. Geula is the highest light. Above the Torah, it's the keser. When you turn on that light bulb, that brings a flow of Torah, that brings redemption, that brings everything, you know, all the good.
What's higher? Thanking Hashem for all the good in my life, or asking, where are you, and complaining about the problems in my life?
Good question. I'll answer you in the Jewish methodology. What's more important in a car, the battery or the engine? Which is more important in a car? The answer is both. We need both. Rabbeinu Zal, the Likutei Moran, gives you the full picture of Yiddishkeit. A person who only has the thank you, can get into big trouble, because there's going to be he's going to hit a certain place. All of these big shots who, no, just thank you. Hashem will give you everything you need. That's not what it says in the Gemara. That's not what it says in Likutei Moran. Because there are certain places and certain times where you're not going to have the thank you. The thank you is impossible. And if all you have is thank you, you're going to convert that to Judaism, chas v'shalom, you can fall into the worst places. So you need to know that on Sunday it's thank you, on Monday it's help, where are you? You need to know to accommodate the different mokoim and zman. Milchemes Samolik is not a time for that. When they stood at Kriyas Yamsu and Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai, what are you screwing? Move, go man, go. There's a time for this and there's a time for that. What's higher, dancing or sitting on the ground? The answer is on Simchas Torah, dancing is the way to serve Hashem. On Tisha B'Av, if you dance, you're violating the Torah. You're allowed to be besimcha, but you're not allowed to dance. You know, no music, no dancing, you know, that kind of thing. We need to know that Yiddishkeit is multi, and we need to know, we need Torah, and we need to, which is more important, Torah or Tefillah? Both. And if a person has either one without the other one, they're lying. Who's more important, daddy or mommy? Both. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have a child without Tzipora, and Tzipora couldn't have a child without Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a critical, critical piece of Yiddishkeit, and this is where there are people that make mistakes. There are people who connect to Breslov, and they're dancing on trucks, which is a beautiful thing if you complement it with Shachris Mincha Maariv, with Torah, with the fact that Rabbeinu Zal said no smoking, no drugs. The whole picture. Don't take one page out of the book and say there's a Gemara that says that tefillah has to be a combination of shvachay shalmokon and shilas trocha. Of course, when things are regular, when things are normal, when there's emergency mode, you need something else, complete different medicine. Sure. On a regular day, take your vitamin, take your this, you know. A person lo aleinu has 106 fever and the doctor sees an infection. Don't give me no vitamin bologna. You better take an antibiotic. You better do something immediately to stop that infection, chas v'shalom. Different prescription, right?
Rabbeinu tells us that when we have tragedies and difficult times, we should learn to know that it's Hashem and feel okay with it, not to complain and say, where are you? I'm right here in the problems that you have. So screaming Aye seems to be
a contradiction. No contradiction.
Or a lack of emunah. Where are you?
Yep.
But you're supposed to know that he's right here in the arafel, in the problem.
Very nice. When a patient comes to a doctor, and they have 101 fever, then the doctor will say, here you go, here's cough syrup, here's this medicine, take this, and have a nice, and here's a lollipop, and have a nice day. When somebody comes to the patient, and they have 107 fever, this, that, the doctor says, I'm calling an ambulance, you better get to the hospital very, very quickly, or else. My brother-in-law, the learning should be a refuah shalema for Chaim Menachem ben Leah. He wasn't feeling, he's 79 years old, and his physical condition is not top shape and form, and he wasn't feeling well. Last week, Thursday, he said he wasn't feeling well. Thursday night, he felt a little better. He felt a pain in his chest a little on Thursday, a little pain, strange a little. Thursday night, didn't feel the pain at all. Friday morning, felt the pain again, and thought something's cooking. He goes to Kupat Cholim, he goes to the standard place, and one of his daughters who has a connection there calls, says, my father's coming, chest pain, don't you dare let him wait online. The doctor sees him, does an EKG, the doctor says, I'm calling an ambulance, you're on your way to the hospital, you better get there quickly. Gets to the hospital, and the hospital sees blockage, major blockage in the heart, immediately put stents in and everything, and they say, it's a good thing you caught this early. Chas v'shalom. Had you not caught this early, no hospital. It'd be the cemetery, period. Different prescriptions, different, you know. That Torah about finding Hashem in the Arafel is when a person is on a certain low, a certain downer. Aye is mekoymos hametunafen. Aye is Holocaust. Aye is when a person is a certain place where you can't give him a Dvar Torah. When Rabbeinu Zal moved to Uman, there were those three apikursim, three founders of reform, you know, and Rabbi Nosson Zal writes, Rabbeinu Zal was careful. Whenever they walked into the room, he changed the channel. He did not speak any words of Torah. He played chess with them. And one of them came Rosh Hashanah, he joined the minyan, and Rabbi Nosson Zal couldn't hear that well because it was such a crowd. Hirsch Ber, nobody pushed him. He was able to hear better. And Rabbi Nosson Zal reviewed the Torah with Hirsch Ber. And the maid came to offer Hirsch Ber coffee. He said, before Tekiyas, I don't drink no coffee. A guy who swore, three guys made a pact, they're never going to say the word, the G-O-D word. They're not going to ever say the G-O-D word. Rabbi Nosson Zal saw them and knew in front of them, no Likutei Maran, no Tehillim, none of that stuff. Different prescription completely. Chess. We're going to find Hashem through chess. These guys can't find Hashem right now through Bereshis Baruch Elokim. Even the tiniest little drop of Torah, they're allergic. They're totally allergic to it. And Rabbi Nizal says, when you want to be makarev somebody, some people make this mistake, that people that are far from religion, they figure, I'm going to tell them this far Torah, and this is going to catch them, this, that. And they don't know that you first have to engage the person. Rabbi Nizal says, talk to the person about baseball. Talk to the person about any other things. In your heart, have in mind that you want to talk about Hashem, you want to connect them to Hashem. And then if and when you see an opening, then if you try to talk Torah, you're going to push him away. You're going to push, it's the wrong medicine. It's not the, it can't work. This is an incredible, Rabbi Nizal teaches us all the different options, you know, different possibilities. It's a full program. And again, if a person learns one page of Likutei Moran or one book, and he thinks he's ready to go out there and save the world, he's making a big, big mistake.
I remember a story about a person who came to a Rebbe and asked the Rebbe to pray for him. A few times he came back, nothing good is happening. And then finally the Rebbe said, you know, I can't do anything for you. No one can help you. Goodbye. And slammed the door. And the guy walked out. And for the first time in his life, he cried and prayed for himself. And then Hashem heard.
Exactly.
Because he said, Aye.
And that's what the rabbi did. The rabbi did what Moshe Rabbeinu did. There is no Hashem. What Hashem? I go to Paro and I tell him Hashem and he makes things worse. So there can't be a Chas V'Shalom. You understand? And then Hashem revealed himself. And then Hashem said, I'm going to show you. There are a lot of examples. Like there's the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya. Remember, the Gemara tells a story about a person who was the lowest of the low. Every zoyna in the way, he searched to find all 360 flavors of znus. And then he heard about one zoyna that you have to travel and travel and pay an exorbitant amount to get to. He's in. He makes all the hishtadlus. He goes there and he's getting undressed. He's almost there. And she looks at him and she realizes he's a Jew. And she says, you're like the breath that comes out of my mouth. Just like the breath that comes out of my mouth, once it leaves, it doesn't come back. You left your people to an extent in a way you could never go back. And hearing these words from her, he got dressed, he left. He goes into a forest, and the Gemara says, he says, trees, please pray for me, your story. And a basco comes out from heaven. Why should we pray for you? We pray for ourselves. Mountains, please pray. He tried like three or four things. And he says, then I guess it's only up to me. It's only up to me. The Gemara says he put his head between his legs, and he started crying and crying and crying till his neshama left him. And the Gemara says, an announcement, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was giving a shiur to his students, an announcement came out from Shemayim, Ashrecha Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, that you're entering into Gan Eden now. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, I can't believe this. Not only is he going straight into Gan Eden, but they called him Rabbi. Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya. Could you believe this? The guy has every sin, every type of znus in the world on his record. And nobody wants to pray for it. Exactly. He hit Amalek. He hit Mekoymoy Sametunofim, and he did an Aye. His Aye was that crying and crying and crying and crying, and his neshama left him. He connected, like Ben Azai Ben Zoyma, who went up to the paradise, and one of them, his soul left him. He connected to a place and couldn't come back down. It was that. Every word Rabbi Nizal, Rabbi Nizal say is, it's in the Gemara, it's all over, it's grounded, it's got 100 proofs to it. Any questions? And then Hashem gave us the first mitzvah to tshuva, Rosh Chodesh, look up for the new moon. Exactly, that's what Rosh Chodesh is about. Rosh Chodesh is Zman Kapora L'chol Todaisam. And what is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is that the moon got smaller, 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 till it almost disappeared. And they have to go searching for that tiny dot. What are they searching for? They're searching for Hashem. They're searching for the light. And they come back and say, we saw it. Besen says, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, holy, holy. What holy? That tiny little thing is, yeah, that tiny little thing is holy of holies. V'alkein, paragraph Yud Aleph, V'alkein, achar kol hagolios zochu lekabel ha-Torah. And that's why after all the exile and everything, the Jews were zecha to receive the Torah. Ki achar golos, achar kol hagolios, after each golos, the Jews were zecha to a kabolas ha-Torah. Ki achar golos Mitzrayim, hoye ikar kabolas ha-Torah. After the Jews spent 210 years in Mitzrayim and hit a certain rock bottom, the 49th level of Tumah, they were zecha to the official kabolas ha-Torah. V'chein achar golos bavel. And if you study your Navi, you see after the Jews came back from 70 years of golos and bavel, zochu lekabelas ha-Torah b'yimei Mordechai v'Esther. They were zochu to a new kabelas ha-Torah, as it says in the Megillah, kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. It says, kimu mashiach, a new kabelas ha-Torah. V'chein achar golos zeh. And so too, after this exile that we're going through today, yihye ikar hagolas ha-Torah. If you think that Shavuos was July 4th, if you think that was fabulous with the thunder and lightning and everything, wait till you see the kabolas ha-Torah that's going to be at the end of this golas that we're going through now. Ki ikar has got his golas ha-Torah yihye bimei Moshiach sheyovoi b'mehera b'yameinu. Kalidei hagolas, because it's by going through golos, shegoilin bein ha'umais, where the Jews are exiled among the other nations, and thousands of Jews assimilate, and everybody goes through incredible yeridas, shehein bechinas mekoimais hametunafim. Being among the goyim means being in those places of filth, v'shom in their universities, in their v'shom mechapsim amavakshim ayeh. And from there, the Jewish people search, Hashem, where are you? Bechinas ubikashtem mishom es Hashem alekecha. As the Pasuk says clearly in Dvarim, that from the distance, from the golos, you're going to reach out, you're going to say, Hashem, where are you? Ayidei zeh zeichen la'aliyah gedoyla. Through this, we're zeicha to an incredible, incredible aliyah, lebechinas ayeh, to tap into that ayeh, shemishom ikar kabolas ha-Torah. And that's where the Torah comes from. Yesh meyai, yesh is the Torah, yamin and smol, the positive commandments, the negative commandments, the chokhma and the bina. It comes from ayin. You have to tap into ayin. You have to be able to tap into keser to activate the chokhma and bina. And the only way to tap into the keser is by jumping down on the diving board. You have to press down on that diving board to be able to go all the way up to the keser. With this, we complete this section of this halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us back to our topic and show how it's connected to this. Why, when it comes to collecting a debt from orphans, you're really only allowed to collect from the property, not from the movable objects. Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect that to all of this. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a good week. Today is Tuesday, Pamayim Kitoiv, it says by creation. It says Kitoiv twice on Tuesday. Halavai, this should be a day of Geula for Klal Yisrael, to see Hashem finish the final Geula, the coming of Moshiach, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.